Hi guys. Well, welcome back to the Pretty Little Book Nerds podcast. I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Danielle.
This is the first time we're showing our faces.
Yes.
Yeah, so we read last month because it came out last month. I'm just going to hop right in.
Yeah, because I don't know where to start. So, okay. Yeah. That sounds good. We're still getting used to this.
Yeah, definitely still getting used to the podcasting vibes. So last month, it came out March 13th, right?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So Lori Gilmore, who does the Dream Harbor series, which I know we talked about in our intro episode, so it's kind of nice. We read her book, The Strawberry Patch Pancake House, which is the fourth installment in the Dream Harbor series. And we only have one more.
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
I'm very upset. I don't know what we're going to have like a funeral for the Dream Harbor book series.
It doesn't make sense to me because I feel like there's other characters they can bring in, especially when you look at the map and it's like, well, who works at the flower shop? Who works at the ice cream shop? Did they find love yet? Like, what's going on in their lives?
It is also the thing of how many new people can you bring into this tiny town before it just, I don't know, overflows with, romance.
What if there's no new people and just, you know, the owners fall in love with each other?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Why not? I want to say, obviously, with, like, there being one more, I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but I think this one was my favorite so far.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's so funny because this one was my least favorite.
Oh, really?
Yes. This book is about Iris, who is the woman who helped Kira, the Christmas tree farm owner. She did like this wreath making class and like I think a yoga classes too that got Kira kind of out of her shell and like made her leave her house and farm to get out there and meet people. And then she meets Archer, who is a new character in town. He finds out he has a kid with a woman who passed away in the town. And Iris becomes the nanny and takes care of the 5-year-old. While Archer is the new cook at this local diner. And he's like a world-renowned. What was he? Like a 2-star Michelin
yeah, cook, like French something, chef or something.
Something like that. sorry, cat just jumped on the bed. And,
no, you're good.
So they meet and what else was I gonna say? Sorry, I was reading my notes.
No, you're good.
You can cut that part out.
I read a little bit of like the acknowledgments at the back, and the author talked about how she based her male main character on Carmi from The Bear.
Oh, I read that too, which I've never read The Bear or watched The Bear, duh.
I have watched almost all of it because Josh is obsessed with it. He loves it so much.
That sounds like him. Okay.
Yeah. but yeah, and it's kind of the same vibe of like, Carmi comes back home, and has to help out with it, with the family, like deli, basically. Even though he's worked like all over everywhere and is like kind of too good for this place, which I feel like is definitely Archer at the beginning of this book. The only difference I would say, though, is that Carmi does not have any romance arc in the show. So thankfully we get some romance here.
I'll have to watch that show. Yeah. But so I guess what I mean, I still gave it like 4 stars on Goodreads, mm-hmm. but I felt like they kept talking about having a professional relationship and he's her boss, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, she's only the nanny, which I guess is like, that could easily be a gross relationship. But he was single and yeah, she just kind of needed a place to live. And I felt like that was repetitive, though, that they were talking about it.
I felt that was, while it was repetitive, I definitely think it was very realistic too, though, because like you wouldn't just kind of like, you know, have that thought like fly through your head of like, is this appropriate? Is this not appropriate? It is something that over time would come up, you know, more and more, especially like in a situation like this where like they are, living together and there's a kid involved, which I think talking about that and putting a lot of weight on the fact that there's a kid involved and that has to be the number one priority, I think that was actually very mature for a romance book, because normally romance books are like, well, that shouldn't matter because it's love and all that stuff, but they're like, no, mm-hmm. there's a kid and we need to put the kid first kind of vibe.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I thought like, you know, one of the characters having a kid was very realistic. And I read, I think it was in the acknowledgments too, that she talked about like that it was very hard to have it be a romance book, but then also talk about the kid.
Yeah.
Olive. Yeah. I just remembered her name.
And like they talk about it in the book too, of like romance books with kids sometimes can't be super romantic because there's a kid involved. But I think I think what this book series especially, and maybe you'll disagree with me, but what I think this book series does really well is realistic romance of like, it's not, you know, some like whirlwind situation. Like they're genuinely considering like pros and cons. Will this work? Will this not work? Like actually putting every part of their life into perspective. And most romances do not do that. So.
Yeah. I agree. I don't have anything to add.
I don't know. I know you have notes. So.
Yeah, so I put, no one likes his pancakes, so he's, like, desperately trying to find this, like, pancake recipe for this diner, and he's, like, making her pancakes every night to try them and stuff, and it was very cute, because it was, like, after Olive went to bed, and just the two of them talking, it's definitely a slow burn romance because they're both thinking of the daughter. I thought having a kid in the mix gives it more of a realistic and original idea too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I don't know how old Iris is. Like from the third book, for some reason I thought she was like early 20s, but I think Archer is like early 30s or something. I don't know. I just kind of seemed like he was
older.
Much older than her.
Yeah.
Like not, I mean, early 30s is not old, but you know what I mean?
No. But older than what we thought Iris was.
Yeah. And then they acted like a family when they were out in public and went to the festivals together and any kind mm-hmm. of events that were in town. And everybody could see it except
them.
And they thought they were being sneaky, but I guess they like held hands a couple times, or like,
yeah,
she held onto his finger or something, and everybody knew what was going on. But mm-hmm. yeah. And then what do you think about Archer's olive branch tattoo and the mom naming the daughter Olive?
Yeah, I thought that that was a very interesting, like, thing to add on to his character, because it shows that there was, you know, more of a connection between, and obviously not a, you know, not a forever and ever romance connection, like romantic connection between him and the mom, but it showed that they, like, she put some thought into the fact that, like, oh, it's, he's not just some random guy that's out there in the world, like, it's my daughter's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, like, I think there was, like, a joke in there where it was, like, thank God you didn't have, like, a whisk tattoo or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I really appreciated that joke in there.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And then they were, like, making up names, too,
mm-hmm.
that it could be.
Even though I can't remember, oh, this is a spoiler, 1,000% spoiler, sorry. But I can't remember what they ended up naming their son. But I remember thinking that in comparison to Olive, I was like, this is such a boring name.
Oh, really? I don't remember either.
But
was it in the bonus? Like,
no, it was like at the, I think it was in the, like, epilogue.
All right.
Maybe. There, yeah. But it, like, I've had so many conversations. I think I've had this conversation with you of, like, it's so easy to be super creative with, like, girl names. It's really difficult to be creative with boy names. There's just not a lot you can do there.
Oh, it's Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't like when parents do the, like, or when people, I'm going to stay out of this. Sorry. When people do the, like, same letter starting with all, like, with their kids.
I don't names. Like it either.
Okay, good.
I hate it.
Okay. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, why am I getting so many text messages right now? Sorry. yeah, so that kind of, I felt like there was just so much more room to be, like, creative with the name. But once again, boy names are really difficult to be creative with. So maybe that's just the problem. But yeah, that was my two cents on that.
Yeah. No, I completely agree too. I thought it was cute that, like, Archer gets Olive a bunny at the end,
mm-hmm.
which I was expecting the bunny to show up earlier in the book, like, not so early, but, you know, not at the very end and stuff, because I mean, there's a bunny on
the cover,
like, Laurie Gilmore always puts some kind of animal on the cover, and it's like, well, where mm-hmm. does the bunny come in? I don't know if I'm, like, too obsessed with the animal on the cover. Like, when you sent me the fifth book, and I was like, kittens, and you had no idea what I was talking about.
I had no clue. I mean, they were so tiny on that cover, too. Like, I hadn't really, like, looked at the cover for the next one. I had just sent it to you because I think I was, like, trying to make sure we both knew the date that the next one comes out. And so, yeah, and then all of a sudden I just get this text where I think you sent it to me, like, in all caps. You were like, kittens! And I was like, I'm like, am I missing something? Something going on over there? I was like, did you get a kitten? I was like, what's going on? But yeah,
no, we definitely did not get a kitten. Dan's like, no more cats.
I keep making the joke to Josh, though, that we should have, like, a shared cat between the fam between our families, like shared custody cat.
Dan would not go for that.
I don't think Josh would either. He does not enjoy my fifth cat jokes.
And then also, like, I feel like the spice was only okay compared to some of the other ones.
Yeah, I agree too. With that. It wasn't super, like, I don't, in your face. I don't want to word it that way, but.
I mean, I guess I appreciate that, too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter to me, I guess. But just compared to the other ones, I was like, oh, it's very, it's more tame, I guess.
Yeah.
I could say.
And that actually goes back to what I said before we started filming, which is the one thing that I did with this book that I have not done for, like, pretty much any of the books that I have, which is I highlighted something. And yeah, so I highlighted a part in this book, and this is just shows how awful I am during my free periods at work, because I was, like, so close to the end of this book. I was way ahead of you. And so I couldn't text you and tell you about it either. And speaking of cats. and so I was reading it, and I was subbing in a science class that day. There were no students there, but there was also no highlighter. So I ran next door to the first grade classroom, and thank God there was nobody in there. But I run in there and I'm like, can I please borrow a highlighter? She thought I was out of my mind. And she's like, yeah, go ahead, it's right there. And so I grab it and I, like, quickly highlight it, and then I drop it off. I'm like, thank you, and I run out. Because I was genuinely, like, I think I had, like, only, like, 2 or 3 chapters left at the end. And so I was like, I have to finish this before I see more students. I was, like, trying to fly through it. I can't remember it word for word. But what I remember highlighting was where it talked about how, like, and it's going to sound so stupid coming out of my mouth because it's not word for word as it was written in the book. But where it was like, Archer has tasted so many delicious foods and things all over the world and all this, but
oh my God,
Iris taste, it was the best taste he'd ever had or something like that. I was like, that the way it was worded was just, I don't know why, I just really loved it. And so that is the only part of the book that I have highlighted.
I remember that part.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I always love when, especially in romances, when they, like, when the author writes something that is maybe kind of like a generic part of, like, every romance book or something, but they just make it sound so different and so unique and, like, just, I don't know, so, like, good.
Yeah, like, just one original little thought,
yeah,
you know, can bring so much to a book. Like, I know I'm getting ahead of myself because at the end we want to talk about the books that we've finished and are reading, but I just read The Story of My Life, like the newest Lucy Score book. It's actually going to be a series too, so this is the first one, and I'm so excited because she, like, built up this little town, and you know, it's the main male character is, he has two other brothers and a sister, so it's gonna be like their love interest, you know, each book is about different characters. I know that's not really an original idea, but I love it. I loved this book so much.
Yeah, there's a book a book series that's kind of that same idea, and I haven't started it yet. I'm trying to pull something up on my computer at the same time so I don't forget that I have it. But It's this book series is called the series is called The Green Sisters, and it's by Christina Forrest, and each book is the love story of one of the sisters. So it's like, I know one of them's called The Partner Plot. The Love Lyric is the newest one, and I know there's another one that I cannot remember, but yeah, those are, I've heard, are good books. And I actually got to meet Christina Forrest at this like Galentine's Day event thing that this local bookstore did back in February. And she was so sweet. She was genuinely like the sweetest person I've ever met. So
I think you got these when we were together.
Did I?
Because I remember the cover of The Neighbor Favor. And
that's the one, yeah, because
they looked really good.
Yeah, because I needed like the last one because I don't like to start a book series unless I have all of them, which is bad then if I like hate the first book, but you know,
because I'm completely opposite. I'll buy the first one, and then if I like it, I'll buy the second one. if I hate the first one, I'm just giving it away or something.
Yeah. But yeah,
My cats are being bad.
Oh. My cat's like, one of them is underneath the bed. The other one is sitting on Josh's side of the bed. Because she likes to be close, but not too close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's antisocial for sure. But yeah, I'm excited to read that book series. And because I don't think I've talked about this on here. I don't think I talked about it on like our little intro thing. But for those of you that are watching this and don't know us, I'm on bed rest. So yeah, I had ankle surgery. So I'm kind of confined to my house. And I'm trying to be better about not watching as much TV. I've watched a lot of TV since last week when I had my surgery, and I now need to like start picking up some books and like reading.
Well, we are going to read before I butcher it again, unintended. What the heck was the book's name?
It's The Butcher and Blackbird.
Okay.
We keep calling it Butcher and Blackbeard, or I do. I don't know if you just called it Butcher and Beard or something, but
whenever I typed it in to like borrow it from the library, I typed in Blackbeard and Butcher too. So but that's gonna be our next book, and then I think I'm gonna read, because you already read The Inmate on your own, and I actually have it, so I'm gonna start that too, and then we can do an episode on that one.
I will warn you, I finished that book in 2 days.
Oh, really?
Like, it's insanely hard to put down.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually, it's definitely going to have to be a spoiler because we're going to have to talk about it if you read it. I'm very excited to see your reaction to the end of the book. The last, literally the last chapter.
I feel like there has to be spoilers, because then what are we going to talk about?
Exactly. Like, we can't like talk about a book without spoiling something about it for somebody.
Talking about the ending. So if you really want to read a book that we're doing an episode on, you should read it beforehand.
Yeah. Okay. Should we talk about our personal reads? Should we get to that action?
Yes.
What am I not reading right now? let me see here. I'm actually, because I'm really hoping that I can join this local, I was talking about it before, this local, book club. I think my brain is just not working. this local book club. And so they're meeting in May to talk about The Bodyguard by Catherine Center. So I'm probably going to start that soon. And then I have also been reading this super adorable book called She and Her Cats, A Collection of Stories. And so it's four chapters, and each chapter follows basically the life of a cat and its owner. And it's just so cute. I love it so much. Like, I want a million more of them because they're just so precious. And it's really short too. It's like 135 pages. Yeah. And so it's really, really short. The thing that I do with all of the books that I read, The Starry Patch Pancake House, the song of the book, the song called 2 a.m. By a band called Girlfriends. I feel like that song just really resonates with this book in terms of like the sweetness of it. So yeah, it's a really good song. Go check it out. I finished Final Girl Support Group. It was okay. I was kind of bummed. I was honestly kind of bummed. And if you want like my full reviews, go look on Goodreads, because I'm just not going to re-go through those. There's no point. And then the song for that book was Survivor by Destiny's Child. Just felt right. It's literally about like the final girls of all of these like murderers being like attacked and targeted again. So that song felt perfect. And then I read The Inmate by Freda McFadden. We'll talk about that later. So I will not talk about what my song in the book for that one was. But yeah, I have a lot of books I want to read while I'm out. ACOTAR being one of them.
Yes. So. Yes. You have to.
Okay.
I want to read it again too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah, I read it like the beginning of last year, maybe. Some of them were in, I guess, 2023 too. But
yeah, I'm not a huge fantasy person. Like this one book that I tried to read, I literally texted you and I was like, how much of it do I have to read before I can DNF it? Like, I can't read any more of this. And it's not even like full fantasy. I just couldn't do it. So I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you said it was boring too.
It was real boring. Yeah. It was just so slow. But
forgot what book it was.
It's called Book Boyfriends.
Oh.
Book Boyfriend. My bad. And I'd actually been really excited about it when I heard that it was coming out. And it really let me down. So.
Did you DNF it or are you giving it?
Yeah.
Another.
I can't do any. It was so boring. It was just so slow. But tell me what you're reading.
Right now I'm only in Thunderhead, which is the second book of the Scythe series. It's a YA series about like dystopian times. It's so good. They're by Neil how do you pronounce his last name? Schusterman? Maybe.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, Schusterman, something like that. I finished over the weekend The Story of My Life. And oh my gosh. What? Let me look. Oh, A Kingdom of Flesh and Fire. I'm like looking for it, but it was on Audible, so that's why I can't find it. Which that is also the second book in the Blood and Ash series by
Sarah J. Maas, right?
No, this is somebody else.
I thought it was the same author as ACOTAR. Okay.
Of Flesh. It's Jennifer Armentrout. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the second book. Which those I've read or listened to on Audible, and like the narrator is so good that they chose. Like, it's so easy to listen to. And this one, I think even if I set it at like 1.4 speed, it's like over 15 hours or something.
Oh my God.
They're really long.
Yeah. Okay.
And then a few, maybe a week ago or something, I finally finished Onyx Storm, which is the third book of the Fourth Wing series. And I gave it 2 stars. I'm like mad at it that it was so boring. I don't know how it got published the way it is. Like,
oh, that sucks.
I don't know. But, and I feel like it's pretty divided on Goodreads too. Like, people either love it or have the same opinions that I do, that it was just ridiculously long. And I think they, so for the first like 200, 250 pages, it's like this group, they have to like travel here to get something and then travel here for something else. And so they're like bouncing back and forth all over this region. And so I read it with my friend Brittany and we were talking about it and we're both like, what's happening now? Like, we don't know where they're at. We don't know what's going on. And then later on, one of the guys in it actually makes a joke that they're like the quest team because they kept going on all these quests, which was funny, but it was like, okay, I want part of my life back. Which I will buy and read the fourth book because you kind of have to when you're this invested. Yeah, so I'm planning on starting. We're gonna start Butcher and Blackbeard, and then
Blackbird.
Blackbird. Oh my gosh. I had it in front of me. Man, I thought I was doing good. I'm going to start The Inmate too. And then I need, what romance should I?
You need a, well, technically Butcher and Blackbird is a romance.
But isn't it like a dark romance?
It's two serial killers that fall in love with each other.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh,
okay.
I might also start, is it the third book? Yeah, The Blast from the Past. So the third book of the Riley Thorne series.
Oh, is that like the dead guy next door? And
all yeah. Or...
Okay.
Yeah.
You really liked that one, didn't you?
I really liked the first one. The second one, I feel like I didn't like just because I listened to it on Audible and the narrator, like, made it sound so cheesy and stuff. But then I kept thinking about it afterwards, like, okay, the storyline was really good. So I think it was just,
like, you know, pacing.
The Audible that killed it.
Oh, got it.
Or the audiobook that killed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely, like, I've thought about that with, like, being concerned that that's going to happen with the next Christmas romance from Meghan Quinn. Since that first audiobook, the, like, How My Neighbor Stole Christmas or whatever, like, mm-hmm. that audiobook was so good. I'm worried that the one that comes out this year is not going to be as good.
Oh.
I'm concerned, but, yeah.